thank you for that introduction, and thank you all for coming. I know it's the last session of the last day of the conference. You'd rather be going somewhere doing sightseeing or going home. And I'd especially like to thank my colleagues from Kent State. Instead of driving, they're here. So, well, thank you. The title of my talk is Risk Factors for Suicide Attempt Among Rural Appalachian Middle School Adolescents. And I do not have any financial disclosure to make related to this presentation. And before I go on to my talk, I do want to acknowledge the people who are instrumental in implementing this project. And they include Ms. Jennifer Burns and Mr. John McCall from Carroll County Family and Children First Council, Ms. Susie Frew, Carroll County General Health District, Robert Menho, Carroll County Exempton Village School District, Dr. Robert Miller, Community Mental Health Care, Inc., and Rachel Rinkes, Carroll County Probate and Juvenile Court. I'm going to start with the epidemiology of adolescent suicide, just to give you a background in terms of why the study was done and give the context for the study. Suicide is the third leading cause of mortality among adolescents and young people in the United States. If you look at 2008 data, there were about 215 cases of suicide among 10 to 14-year-olds, and there were almost 4,300 cases of suicide among 15 to 24-year-olds. And both these age groups is the third leading cause of death. And there have been several studies that has looked at the risk factors for suicide, especially among high school adolescents. And these studies have found that the body mass index and perceived weight as one of the risk factors, along with those who are sexually active are more likely to commit suicide or think about committing suicide or attempt suicide. Experiencing dating violence, perceived low academic performance, sexual orientation, those who are not heterosexual orientation are more likely to think about suicide or have suicide tendencies, family history of suicide, psychopathology, stressful life events, substance abuse, and access to firearms. And the epidemiology of suicide among adolescents exhibits what you call a gender paradox, where women are almost two times more likely, the girls are almost two times more likely to attempt suicide, but boys are six times more likely to complete the suicide than the girls. And in the recent months or last couple of years, the role of bullying in school has been an important risk factor that has been in the news. And there are few epidemiology studies that have directly looked at bullying experience in school and how does that impact the suicide ideation. And as I said earlier, most suicide tendencies have looked at among adolescents of high school age. And there are far and few studies that have looked at the middle school adolescents. And particularly from those rural areas, there are limited number of studies. So the purpose of our study was to examine the risk factors, including being bullied in school for suicide among rural adolescents from Appalachian region in Northeast Ohio. This is a cross-sectional study design, and study setting is a rural county in Northeast Ohio. I don't know if you know but Ohio has 32 counties that are classified into rural Appalachian counties. Of them, 24 to 25 are classified in rural area. So may not think of Ohio being Appalachian region, but it is so. And the study population is middle school students, 6th to 8th grade in 2009. Just to put the study in the context, Carroll County Health Department, along with Children and Family First Council, decided to do decided to do youth risk behavior survey because whenever there's a national survey, the county is always left out. It's a small county, it's not in the sampling frame, and they wanted to know what the situation of youth risk behavior was in the county. So we took upon ourselves to do the study, and we looked at both middle school as well as high school students, and I'm presenting the subset of this, analysis for middle school students. So we used 2009 middle school youth risk behavior survey. It is a confidential, voluntary, self-administered survey, and it has 50 questions as opposed to 100 questions in the high school survey. And these include demographics, risk behavior that contribute to unintentional injuries and violence, tobacco use, alcohol and other drug use, sexual risk behaviors, unhealthy dietary behaviors, and physical activity. The primary outcome of interest in this study is suicide attempt, which is the question on the survey was, have you ever tried to kill yourself? And the potential risk factors we wanted to look at were age, sex, race and ethnicity, perception of weight, sexual activity, experiencing bullying in school, smoking, alcohol use, marijuana use, cocaine use, sniffing glue, and steroid use. Most of the risk factors, except for bullying in school, have been linked to suicide ideation, planning, or attempt among high school students, so we want to look at those in the middle school population as well. So we added the bullying experience as another risk factor. We performed descriptive analysis and also logistic regression analysis, univariable, multivariable, to look at the role of these potential risk factors with suicide attempts. And we perform analysis using SAS. And I'm going to go through the results. First, I'm going to go through the descriptive results, and then we'll look at the univariable and multivariable analysis, linking these risk factors to suicide attempts. So in this study, we had a total of 490 students responding to the survey, and that includes that's about 48% of the total Carroll County middle school population in 2009. The county had about 1,000 students, and we had about 500. And the county has three school districts. Two of the three school districts actually participate in the study. I believe there's a private school, middle school, and they did not participate in the study. So just briefly, the demographic and other risk factors. As you can see, the age distribution is fairly even between 12, 13, and 14 years. There are some people who are 11, or more than 14, so they are lumped to the 12. Those who are under 12 lumped to the 12 group, and those who are over 14 lumped to the 14. And they were less than 10% of the sample. Sex, the 48% were female, 52% were male. In terms of race and ethnicity, 86% were white, and this is consistent with the overall Ohio population, racial and ethnic distribution in the state of Ohio. About 26% of the respondents said they felt that they were slightly overweight or very overweight, compared to 68% who said they're slightly underweight or normal weight. This is, again, self-reported perception of weight. The question said, what do you think about your weight? And they had these five categories. 18% of the adolescent actually have had sexual intercourse, sexual intercourse. 30% had tried smoking. 40% had ever had alcohol use. 8% had marijuana use. 4% reported ever using cocaine in any form, whether it's crack, powder, freebase. 11% reported they had sniffed glue to get high. And 3% reported they have used steroid without a doctor's prescription. In terms of being bullied on school property, almost 50% said they've ever experienced bullying on school property. 22% have seriously thought about killing themselves. And 14% actually had made a plan to kill themselves. And 8% reported they had attempted suicide or tried killing themselves. This graph basically shows the same suicide ideation, planning, and attempt by sex as well as ever being bullied in school. As you can see, female are more likely to be bullied in school than male. I experienced bullying in school, although it's marginally statistically significant at at 0.06. But in terms of suicide tendencies, you see the classic paradox here. 5% of male have attempted suicide, 12% of female. And that's what you see observed nationally among high school students. And then you see this pattern in the middle school students as well. This table shows the univariable analysis, one-to-one relationship between suicide attempt and the putative risk factors. There is an increase in suicide attempt by age, although it's not statistically significant. The sample size was probably too small, but you can clearly see the pattern. 1.6, 2.0, there's actually a linear relationship between suicide attempt and age. Girls are three times more likely to have attempted suicide, and self-perception of weight, whether you're underweight or overweight, almost 2.5 or 2.7 times more likely. Again, for very underweight, this did not reach statistical significance, but when you have an association that's higher than 2.5, it's probably because of the lack of sample size, rather than lack of sample size, adequate sample size. Those who are sexually active are five times more likely to attempt suicide. Smoking, 4 times more likely. Alcohol, 2 times, although did not reach statistical significance. Marijuana use, almost 4 times the risk. Cocaine, 4 times. Sniffing glue, 6 times more likely to attempt suicide. And use of steroids of pills without doctor's prescription are 6 times more likely. And those who have ever experienced bullying in school are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide in middle school students than those who have not experienced bullying. So that was the univariable analysis. So we put these risk factors in the model, a logistic regression model, and wanted to see the effect of each effect. And being a female remained statistically significant at odds ratio of 3.4. Being overweight, again, was not statistically significant, but the relationship holds, 2 times more likely. Being sexually active, 4 times more likely. Sniffing glue, 5 times more likely. Steroid use, again, not statistically significant, but the magnitude of association is quite high. And ever being bullied in school is 3.5 times more likely to attempt suicide than those who do not. So, in our study, we found the several risk factors, like being female, being sexually active, substance abuse, self-perception of weight among middle school students as potential risk factors for suicide attempt. And these are the risk factors that have been found in high school students as well. In addition, we found that being bullied in school is associated with suicide attempt. Let's talk about some of the limitations of the study. First and foremost, this is a cross-sectional study. That basically means we don't know which came first, whether they were bullied in school first and attempted suicide later, or vice versa. We can't determine that from a cross-sectional survey. It is a sample from a small county. We have 30,000 people in Northeast Ohio, Appalachian County. But if you look at the general pattern, these are consistent with what you see nationally, at least for, there's not a whole lot of data on middle school students, but it's consistent with the national data of high school students. Especially, you know, if you look at the gender paradox, you're seeing the same pattern, so there's no reason to believe that, you know, our sample is biased. And you know, the Caddo County population is fairly homogeneous, 86% white. You know, I did not do any analysis separating the races because the number of individuals in other races were too low, 15% included. You know, African Americans, Native Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic, so I did not want to lump them together and do the analysis. In terms of the strength of the study, we have a fairly large sample size of almost 500 students, and included half the county population of middle school students. And this is one of the few studies that have looked at suicide behavior among middle school students. And one of the first studies, I believe, looking at bullying, association of bullying and suicide attempts. And from a practical point of view, you know, this study actually provided data for local county health department and other organizations that will deal with children and families to see what the scenario is in the county is and what can they do about in terms of the public health program. And results of this study should be replicated in other population, other larger population, more heterogeneous population to see if we are seeing the same patterns. And that's really important because we can intervene earlier in the middle schools rather than if it's too late. It's unfortunate, within last year, Caddo County actually had one case of adolescent suicide while we're analyzing data and looking at it. You know, and that individual will be one of the 250 that we'll be seeing in 2011. And this is, I just wanted to show the brochure that the Caddo County Health Department and Caddo County Children and Family First Council has produced to make the community aware of not just bullying, but other risk behavior associated with adolescents and to make the community aware and develop public health programs. I'd like to thank you for your attention. This is my contact information. I'll be available later on. If you have any questions, so thank you.
We have time for one question. If anyone has any questions, we have time for one question.
I saved time. Huh? Mm-hmm.
What definition do you use for bullying?
Definition for bullying? The question I believe said was, have you ever been bullied on school property? So it's a self perception of that. The question said, have you ever been bullied on a school property, yes or no? Yeah. So whatever the person feels bullying, whether it's a verbal, physical, their own perception. Yeah.